Skunk View Mobile.
4HKX Mobile. How was your weekend? Looks like you dealt pretty good on the contest.
Some weekend, there wasn't, I don't think there was any closed bands.
I heard somebody else on here yesterday talking about making contacts on 10 meter.
Then with Ed while we were doing it, and Australian station came on 10 meters. We tuned over there, and dang, I heard him call out Ed's call sign. I couldn't make it. You know, Ed's got a wire, which is, you know, kind of directional. And then mine, you know, is just a vertical. And then I'm going to have to do something for 10 meters.
You know, now there's a 6-meter repeater in the area.
That. What's the frequency?
53.630. Down 1 meg and PL tone of 100.
Get out and maybe I can get that into my radio. I haven't ever tried it before.
Yeah, guy come on the net Saturday and announced it. It's on Paris Mountain, so you shouldn't have no trouble hitting it from your location.
Good. Man, I heard made a Hawaiian station on 10 meters, and then I got several Argentina stations on 10 meters, and I got Netherlands on 10 meters.
That's pretty cool. I've heard Netherlands on 10 meters quite a bit when I'm riding around throughout the day listening.
They're never on when I'm, when I'm on. Yeah.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
Good morning, Patrick. Long time no talk to you. Finally got my antenna back up.
Pat, good to hear you.
Yeah, definitely good to hear you.
HT battery, last I get the word, doggone, I left it on whenever I got out of the car yesterday from going to the airfield. So we'll hope it makes it. We'll see.
Airfield instead of doing the HF contact?
Yeah, I did. And it was nice.
It was open all the way around the world. I would have thought FT8 would have been good.
What?
I heard Ed get a Australian station on 10 meters.
Did Ed get one?
Mixed him back and forth while we were contesting. Then I saw the Australian station pop up, and I told him. And while I was trying to get him, I heard him call out Ed's call sign.
I miss hearing him on the air in the morning.
Son's got his truck right now.
Okay. Patrick, you on that radio with the issue this morning, or what are you doing?
I'm on it. I just went ahead and put the antenna back like it was on the bag mount. I never took that out completely, so it was easy just to swap back to it.
KO4CEF, KQ4GIV.
KQ4GIV, KO4CEF. Got Andrew, Patrick, and Ken here.
KN4TFW.
KO4HK, this is Patrick.
Met Sonny, go over there and just get him fixed up right.
It's an antenna outside, so it uses HD.
But not
91.
KQ4GIV, can you copy? Where he can stand in the house and make contact with the Caesar Theater people.
Let him get aggravated with that and not take advantage of the hobby.
He's on repeater fine, but he's not that far from it.
Fine from here?
I can make it, and I can jump over there.
What frequency that is?
3-0.
Hit the 6-4 machine too if he can hit the Tryon machine.
White Oak or the Hendersonville one?
The Hendersonville one, that would probably be the best coverage.
one day and see which ones he can key up and talk on.
A mobile unit, put in his car, and then he can do crossband with his HD.
Wanted to throw up a mobile unit. He hadn't said anything yet.
No information on a radio, a mobile radio.
Needed to work from the dash.
That looks like a pretty neat little radio.
Face with your display for your vehicle.
I'm not 100% sure on that because it's Bluetooth. You can run it from a tablet, you can run it from your phone. That's the head unit. You actually use a tablet or your phone as the head unit for controls. And then that's it. That's all that there is. So some of the newer ones, newer cars that have where you can download apps and all that stuff in them, I'm sure you'll be able to do that with. So that's what I'm thinking.
Interesting. The downside would be fiddling with something else in the car.
Using one, and he really likes it, is what I heard him say, and I'm going to try to talk to him and find out some more information. That's where I got the information on the radio and then looked it up. So there's somebody in the area using one already.
Interesting. Does your radio have FM capability for 6 meters?
My 450D.
It works. You have to set it up split.
It'll do FM. And that I've never have done it on FM, so I don't know exactly how to do it, but I should be able to get. I know I can set up some repeaters and stuff like that for it.
7300. It won't. It doesn't auto repeat shift, so you have to use basically like a split setup. So one VFO on the downlink and the other on the uplink, and then set the PL tone.
Split ain't no problem. I've worked several stations on split. I just never done the PL tone on mine.
It was open the squelch. Patrick, you couldn't get in at all, could you?
Go for me.
Most of the net to see if anybody, and I only heard the one gentleman that had announced it on the net. He was in there.
Have to text me the info. I won't remember it. As a matter of fact, I don't even remember it from when Patrick just told me. And then maybe I can get it programmed in the radio.
It's on the computer. It's not even in the repeater book yet.
I made 90 contacts over the contest, and I never even turned the antenna.
Just putting that radio through the face.
285 USI KO4HK.
Go ahead.
I need to make the jump to 285.